This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As of Monday, according to the Department of the Treasury, the government of the United States is in debt to the tune of $22,669,203,729.33. I told you that so I could tell you this. The House and Senate are set to vote on a budget deal in the next week or so, a budget deal that will increase our indebtedness over the next couple of years, and about which John Harwood of CNBC, also one of our Friday regulars, has some thoughts, the first of which is that the Republican Party somehow keeps losing these budget fights. John, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to be here.
Can we now say, with this budget deal that appears set to pass, that the GOP, the Republican Party, as the party of fiscal restraint, is now officially over and done with?
Yes, although that's been true for some time. They were over and done with when they passed that big tax cut a couple of years ago. What we see is that the Republican Party is publicly committed to spending cuts, but not actually committed to it. They were willing to, for the fourth time, roll back the spending caps that they had imposed on President Obama in 2011, and they have not taken up the issue they say must be dealt with, which is curbing entitlements. President Trump says we're not doing that, and they remain committed to cutting taxes, and that is a formula for the return of trillion-dollar deficits, and that's exactly where we are.
That's where we are. Why, then, does the GOP keep coming up on the political short end, as it were, of these budget fights?
Because what Democrats are defending are services that exist because people want them. People want their Social Security and Medicare benefits. And in the discretionary parts of the budget, the parts that were just the subject of this deal, they want transportation spending. They want NIH and health and scientific research spending. And they also want a safety net for people of modest means. And so you're defending things like low-income housing subsidies and childcare subsidies and health care. All these are things that were passed into law because there were was majority support for them. What Republicans do is support spending cuts in theory, but when it comes to actually fighting over taking away services that exist, the public doesn't want that. Republicans know it, and they back away.
We should be clear here that there is a slice of the Republican Party in Congress that calls this deal a train wreck, that it's just horrible.
Right. But the people who describe it as a train wreck take some of the other actions that we're talking about. And I was talking to a Republican strategist the other day who said this is a winning outcome for those members because the spending takes place. It's passed. Their constituents continue to get the services that the government is providing, and they get to portray themselves as the defenders of fiscal responsibility as an argument for reelecting them. So that's a political cake and eat it too type of argument, but it's what some Republicans think about.
There is no small irony here in that it was Republicans who obliged President Obama in 2011 to agree to the Budget Control Act, the sequester, and now with those tax cuts of 2017 that you talked about, have hamstrung their ability to stick to their guns, as it were.
That's right. And remember, this is a consistent pattern over a number of years. Every Republican president since Ronald Reagan has seen the budget deficit increase on his watch. Every Democratic president, and we're talking there about Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, has seen the budget deficit decline. That is being repeated under President Trump. And the question is there going to be, after President Trump, a Republican Party that returns to claim the fiscal responsibility mantle they once talked about pretty consistently, but it's not there right now.
John Harwood of CNBC, and every now and then on a Friday, this program. John, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.